All right, now I have to talk a little bit about syllables. I could maybe start with this word pater that I put up. When you pronounce Greek, you're going to pronounce, now this sounds very elementary, but I got to make sure everybody realizes this. When you pronounce Greek, you don't pronounce the name of the letter, you pronounce the letter as it sounded. So this word is pater. It is not P alpha tau eta rho. So when I see that, I don't go, ah, P alpha tau eta rho. No, it's pater. P-A-T-E-R. Pater. Pater. Now, we divide by syllables essentially by beginning a syllable with a consonant if there is a vowel on either side, like alpha and eta are on either side. So we have pater. Here's a vowel, here's a vowel. Every syllable must have a vowel or a diphthong. Every vowel or diphthong must be part of a syllable. So I'm going to repeat that now. Every vowel or diphthong must have its own syllable. And every syllable can have only one vowel or diphthong. So let's look at a couple of other ones. Let's take this. Here's a good long one. I'll talk about these other marks here in a second. How are we going to divide this? Well, we basically start a syllable with a consonant. Now that's a diphthong. That's one of our diphthongs over here. So that goes together. We draw a line there. Here's another vowel. Whoop, there's a consonant. We draw a line here. Alpha, iota. That can go together. We had that right here. So it's Eloi, so, my. Eloi, so, my. Or for those who had Greek before with a different pronunciation, Eleu, so, my. Notice how I divided it up. A consonant starts the syllable unless it's just by itself. Now, we may have something like that. Let's take this. That's how we divide it. L-O-M-E-N. I go here. Now, I cannot put two vowels together unless they are a diphthong. Unless they are a diphthong. So, Upsilon Omicron is not a diphthong. Omicron Upsilon is a diphthong. So I've got to separate that and make it its own syllable. So, li, a, men, and that's going to be one syllable right there. Now, what if you have a couple of consonants together? What do you do then? If you have a couple of consonants together, you try to keep them together if you can. I'm going to give you another form of this word for father, which was patros. Now watch what I'm going to do here. On this one here, we're going to have, or pater, I'm going to have the form patros. Now on patros, I would divide it like this. Not patros, but patros. Because the tau and the rho can go together. Now, how do you know if they go together? Well, you're basically going to know if they go together sort of by doing English. Now, Greek actually can put together some really unusual combinations, and I'll put one up here in a second. But in general, it'd be like English. So, can you put T and R together? Sure you can, like trail, troll, tree. So, pa. Truss. Pa. Truss. Now look at this, though. Look at this. This is the kind of thing you get with Greek. This is in the book. You would think that you would pronounce that ech thane. Ech thane. Uh-uh. As a matter of fact, believe it or not, he and theta do in fact go together. So, believe it or not, you actually divide it like this. Now, there is one word in the English language that begins with C-H-T-H. I don't know if anybody knows that. I mean, generally, nobody does know this. And that is this. This is great for crossword puzzles. Chthonic. That word, chthonic, means of the earth. And it comes from the Greek word chthonos, which means earth in the sense of like dirt. The basic earthiness of the earth. You know, not the earth as an orb with clouds and blue sky and everything, but earth as this place with dirt on it. Now, you know, we wouldn't think of starting a word like that, but the Greeks did think of starting a word like that, and so therefore it can go. So it's not going to make any difference. I'm going to put this one up again. Let's take a different version of this word. And let's say echthemen. Now, you'll notice if I divide it like that, echthemen, it's echthemen. But in actual fact, if I had made an error and I had divided it there, it's not as serious as some might think for this reason. You don't have any more or fewer syllables. That's what's critical, is whether or not you have more or fewer syllables. Echthemen has the same number of syllables as echthemen. So don't get your knickers in a twist on this. I mean, it's not all that big a deal. It's echthemen sort of super legally. All right, now, finally, I think I have to talk a little bit about, oh, no, before I go on here, let me just say, because I omitted to talk about this, and I said I was going to. Before we get on to these little marks that I've got here, two letters here, the C and the C. These are actually what are called double consonants. I wanted to mention this. These are late developments in the Greek language. They developed in about the late 6th century B.C., and you will still see in Athens today some inscriptions that do not have these. Now, basically, this is like a guttural up there and sigma, or this. Actually, they say it's more like that. Or a labial and sigma. Maybe more like that, but one of those. So this would be, now look up here, this would be as if we spelled our word axe as this. Axe. And instead of doing this, they said, sounds like sort of one thing. We'll kind of cut our losses here, and we'll use one letter instead. That's what this is. That C is a KS sound, and the C is a PS sound, C. Those are late letters in the Greek alphabet, and basically were probably developed, in a sense, about 500 or so, 550 years before our Lord. The so-called double consonants. Now, in fact, there's a little preview here, okay? In fact, if you see this, look at P sigma, B beta sigma, V sigma, kappa sigma, gamma sigma, he sigma produces this, you can kind of guess what happens if you bring a sigma in over here against one of these consonants, you're going to get a C. You bring a sigma in here against one of these, you're going to get a C. And that's the way it actually works out. That's why these two consonants are not themselves on the chart.